Zuma and Sheikh reloaded. Why not? Why prosecute the one and not the other? This is the question AfriOrum is asking from the NPA, because that wants to prosecute former On Point directors, but not Julius Malema. This is years after Thuli Madonsela, the former public protector, found he benefited. You'll remember, of course, it's all to do with a tender from the Limpopo Department of Roads and Transport years ago, a 51 million rand tender. Which was awarded by the department. And Julius Malema was said to have benefited by Thuli Madonsela indirectly via his Ratanang Trust. Kali Creel now is the CEO of AfriForum and joins us now on the line. Kali, a very good morning to you and thank you for your time.
Good morning to you, Bongi. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Of course, people will say that this is just yet another attempt by AfriForum to cherry-pick the people that it wants to go after. Why not let the National Prosecuting Authority follow its own processes, and whatever emerges out of the case against these on-point engineering directors to then decide what it wants to do with Julius Malema and the Ratanang Trust?
Well, I think the main problem is the saying goes, justice delayed is justice denied. And we saw what happened in the Shabir Sheikh case, where former President Zuma was not prosecuted with him. And in the end, it led to years of delays. And of course, the more years that go by, the harder it is to prosecute. This already happened nearly 10 years ago. We lodged a complaint in 2015. The NPA were busy prosecuting Mr. Malema. That means that they did take a decision. There was enough evidence against them. And the only reason that case was scrapped was because one of the accused was sick. And nothing changed. The facts did not change. So there's now a new decision by the NPA. We believe it's a wrong decision. The fact is, there's ample evidence that Mr. Malema is guilty of money laundering, and he should be prosecuted for that. And the reason why we take on some of these cases and not others, because the NPA seems to be willing to prosecute some cases, but when it comes to senior political figures, it seems that there is a hesitance on their part. And, of course, that is where we come in. We cannot choose another case where they do prosecute. So the reason why it looks as if we're cherry-picking is because there's cherry-picking from the NPA side. Certain cases they seem not to want to prosecute.
You may also appreciate, though, from the NPA side, that even if indeed they do cherry-pick their cases, they would be concerned to be perceived as fighting political battles through the legal system.
Yes, most definitely. But Mr. Malema is not taken on for a political crime. He's taken on for corruption and money laundering. And those cases are not political of nature. If you don't prosecute them, then it becomes political, because then it seems that political reasons play a role in who they prosecute or don't prosecute. If it was me or you, we would have been in court a long time ago. Why should it be different for senior political figures?
So if the NPA refuse to take your recommendation to prosecute Mr. Malema, what will you do?
Well, we will ask for a nolle prosequi certificate, because we believe we have enough evidence to prosecute Mr. Malema. And then if they don't want to do it, then we are willing to go ahead with the prosecution.
We'll leave it there. Kali Creel, the CEO of AfriForum. Do you agree with that move, that you and I were in this mess? We would long have faced charges. Or do you think the NPA has made its decisions, particularly over the Zuma years, with political considerations in mind? You'll remember, of course, that Thuli Madonsela, the former public protector, had found that On Point, this was this contracting company, paid 2.17 million rand through these monthly dividends to the Ratanang Family Trust, 100,000 rand each a month for over 17 months. Also included there were unspecified loans monies that were then directed from the trust to buy farms, and including a Mercedes-Benz. Is there a case here to answer all these years later? Listen, the case was withdrawn because because somebody fell ill in 2015 and has never been revisited since. Must be nice. Not in front of me, a letter from the National Prosecution Services, the National Prosecuting Authority, and it's a letter written to AfriForum, and it's talking about the state versus On Point Engineering. And in it, they're saying that these are the people they've decided to arraign. That is now the accused. It's On Point Engineers, represented by Wanlesiba Gwangwa. There's also Cuthbert Gwangwa. There's Kagiso Dichabe and one Thomas Rasitaba. You'll remember, of course, it was Thomas Rasitaba who fell ill in 2015. And when he fell ill, the case just fell apart from there on. We're joined now by a Mr. Rasitaba, who is a relative of Thomas. Mr. Rasitaba, thank you very much for talking to us. What was your reaction when you as a family heard that Thomas Rasitaba was going to be charged by the NPA for the On Point matter?
The reaction was with shock and disgust, because we saw the letter on social media on Friday late or Saturday morning, I think. And we as a family have not been approached whether Thomas Rasitaba, who is my nephew, will be charged. But unfortunately, Thomas Rasitaba is late. And we wondered who the National Prosecution Authority has communicated with. May his soul rest in peace.
So you as a family were not approached, and he's now been placed as one of the people that's going to be arraigned, and he has since passed on.
Yes. Remember, this letter is dated Friday. So, which means under all circumstances and my little understanding of the law, before you can make public or inform a third party that you are going to charge one person, you approach that person to say that I intend charging you. But Thomas, it has been a month that Thomas has been late, and we see this in the papers. But we're still trying. That's why the problem is we're still mourning. And it's unfortunate, according to our tradition, to deal with this matter. But it's very difficult for us.
I can well imagine. Thank you for talking to us. And I'm really sorry to have to put you on the spot about something that obviously is personal and difficult for you as a family. But I just needed that confirmation there. We'll leave it there, Mr. Rasitaba there. An uncle to Thomas Rasitaba, who's one of the people that's been mentioned as being accused in the On Point versus the state matter by the National Prosecution Authority. You've got to ask the question, if they don't even check if a guy is still alive and they put this information out in the public domain, what on earth is going on there?